Okay, good evening. This is John Burr, and for the I'm here as chair for the June 16, 2026 Armory Park Historic Zone Advisory Board meeting. We just made quorum, roll call, and okay, I am here, yes. Steve Greed, Martha McClements, Jan Mulder are unable to attend and are excused. They notified us at the last meeting. Stan?
Yes, here.
Maurice,
Here.
Matt,
Here.
Lynn,
Here.
great. We have a quorum. LARs, we have two of them. Do we need separate motions or can we do them both as a combined?
You can do them combined.
Okay. We had a special meeting on 5/21 and a regular meeting on 5/19. I had a chance to look at a couple of them and did a couple corrections with Lynn, and I'm okay with them. Anybody see anything or anyone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve as submitted.
Great. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Great. Roll call. Stan.
Yes.
Maurice.
Yes.
Matt.
Yes.
Lynn.
Yes.
And I say yes, 5-0. Great. Any calls to the audience?
No call for the audience.
Great. We'll move on to historic reviews. Sorry to be fast, but we may have a time limit. Item four, we have one item, A, SD0226-003-0003-0 slash TC slash RES slash 1225-05979-217 East 17th Street. We have reviewed this twice. It was denied due to some limitations with the application, but the applicant did revise it before going to PRS, so they saw a slightly different plan, which we will be seeing tonight, and made some other recommendations. So I'll turn it over to Desiree for the background.
Yeah, thank you. I won't go into too much background because you all have already seen this project several times. I will note that I think the applicant really took to heart many of the comments that you all had, and as a result, hired a professional architect designer to help them with the drawings. And so hopefully that addresses some of the questions and issues from the last time. So the version that you're seeing today did go to PRS, and I'll share with you the motion that they passed, which was to recommend approval of the project as presented with the following conditions: new porch windows to be aluminum clad wood. Two, the ADU should be shifted to the west so that the east setback is no less than the existing house, and that a 4-foot setback on the west side would be acceptable. Three, the 2-foot setback on the north is acceptable. Four, new wood and glass light door on north elevation to match the existing front door. And five, all new mechanical equipment to be screened from view from the street. So that motion passed unanimously. The plans that you'll see that the owner and project sponsor will present are the same exact drawings that PRS saw. So if you all have a new motion to make today, any recommendations from PRS, any recommendations from you all would be taken to the PDSD director and a final decision would be made. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Ellen.
Hey,
Okay.
Ellen, I
Okay.
want to say thank you for the much better drawings in this version. They look
Sure.
great. Sorry, you had to hire Alex, but he did a good job.
Axel, yeah, he was great. Yep.
So,
So, yeah, not to go over anything that anybody doesn't need to go
going to
over.
share your screen.
Oh, I think I already shared, right?
I think you.
You are
Yes, we
sharing.
can see your
Oh,
screen.
okay. Yeah,
Sorry,
we're sharing.
sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Here are the new drawings. The demolition would be replaced by the sleeping porch with the Appella aluminum clad wood double hung. And we would construct a door on the back. Right here, it has the security door on it, but we would do a door that would replicate the front door of the house. The same structure of that. And then,
So you won't be putting the security door back on there?
no, we'll just be putting, we're getting rid of the security doors, all of them eventually. So that one will go with the demolition. Excuse me. And then, do we have a picture of the door? Which do you remember?
It's
Yes, we
in the
do.
proposal. It
Yeah,
matches the
right
front door,
there,
yes.
right
Yeah,
there.
so it'll resemble this door here, with a open pane on it.
It will be exact, yeah.
Yeah. So this will be vertical tongue and groove of, an appropriate wood that, will not be painted. It'll be, just a an appropriate wood for our climate.
You may want to treat it or paint it in some
Well,
fashion.
yeah, we'll treat it, yeah, but not we're not plan we don't plan on painting it, just a wood, exterior.
Okay.
And then that it would be modeled after, something that we presented was, some sleeper porches that we found in the neighborhood that might be close to original. This would be the design up here, similar to this, and flush with the side of the house and the back side of the house like it was originally. And all of the eaves and the roof line, none of that was, taken out when they put the existing addition on. They just covered it up. So we would be just restoring that to its original condition. And excuse me. Let's see. The other thing to note is, we would have a curb here as shown in the drawing to, keep the wood off the ground level.
A quick question about that.
Yeah.
The description says a 6-inch stem wall and then
Yeah.
wood construction on top, but the
Right.
drawing shows a 16-inch stem wall with, I assume, stucco.
Yes.
So it's actually a 16-inch stem wall with a wood framing above it,
Yes, it'll be
but the
16.
floor is dropped.
And the floor is dropped, so the door will be, one step off grade so
So
that we there's
you're going to
no
be putting
join.
interior steps in?
Yeah, there'll be an interior step into the house from the porch. Yeah. One step up into the house, one step down onto the undergrade.
Yeah, into the porch from the house. So it'll be one step and then one step outside.
So there's no jutting step off of the.
But the door will open in.
Yeah, the door will open
Okay.
in.
I'm going to turn it over to the board for questions. I've got a couple of others, but let's go ahead. Stan first.
Yeah, I've got several questions. I think that they were brought up previously, but I don't see them really being addressed. I'm still a little confused on that wall along the east property line. In one case on G01, it shows it in one location against the house, and on the east elevation, it shows it in a different location. So I'm not too sure what's happening here and how that wall turns. It does the wall turn and go back east and have a separate gate on it to go to the backyard?
You're talking about this wall here, right?
Yes.
That wall, this was something that got into the drawing that we weren't, it wasn't part of the drawing.
Okay, I wish you would. I mentioned that last time. I wish you would have taken that off because it's a little confusing here because it looks like that door wall is going right into where the window is located too. So you're telling me that there is no wall that turns the wall that's running parallel with the alley with the Herbert. There's
Yes.
no wall that turns and goes west against the
No,
house.
no, that was just a mistake on the
Okay,
drawing.
now go to the location where it shows it terminating short of the rear of the north side of the house. I think that's on G01.
G01, do you
Keep
know what?
going down.
I think it's page 22. Is this GO1? scroll down. No, that's AO3. I'm not sure.
It's
Yeah.
farther up.
That's further up.
I thought it was
With the
G
replaced
when we
elevation.
zoomed out.
Which one?
It's farther up with the replaced elevation.
Oh, farther up,
Yes. I don't know. Then it's
up meaning further in one of those maybe.
Sorry.
No, I think it's the new drawing that shows the
Go to
brown
the east.
roof
Show
and
the
the actual
show me the
location
east
of.
elevation.
Okay,
Yeah.
go back to the east elevations
There's
where all the
no.
elevations are. No, there are. Okay, this is so here we have. Oh yes, this is south,
Okay,
and
now,
this is east.
there, now you show, if you go to the one that shows the south elevation too, now there you see you're stopping the wall short of the end, but now you're showing me the south elevation. You've got that wall turning and going back into the house. So it's
Right. I
confusing.
mean, we were advised to not alter these specific plans that PRS saw before we showed them to you again.
Okay, go back to the east elevation then. Okay. Now you're showing that wall, but it's stopping short of the end of the house. But you also have a chain link fence along Herbert. Is that remaining?
No, I mean we have to deal with that separately. So what is going to occur in this phase of it is we'll construct the wall and terminate, it and the leave the chain link where it is until we're ready to do the rest of that.
So
So
that'll
there's going to be
be a minor,
no
later minor.
chain link fence along the east elevation.
Well,
I'm sorry.
there is an existing chain link fence that will.
Correct. Is it staying?
It'll stay until we get to that next phase of the project. Yeah. Right now, we just want to construct this wall, and we'll terminate the, we'll cut the chain link fence up till that wall.
Okay, so when you're walking down the alley, you could walk into your backyard.
No.
Not after this is constructed. No, it'll just this will be here, and then there'll be chain link to, the existing chain link will continue from where it is.
So the wall will extend basically to the eave drop line of the new of the existing house.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, there's a little gap here.
Well, that's the eave drop line. That's pretty
Yeah.
much,
Yeah,
yeah.
but the gap there that's showing is about 8 inches, I'm assuming, but that wall that you're showing is right at the property line along Herbert.
Right. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll end there. And then, we have trees here right now.
Right. You
And
got a grapefruit
we're
tree.
going to, what's that?
You got a grapefruit tree there.
Yeah. There's a grapefruit tree. And
Yeah.
then there's a gap. And then there's a
Yeah.
lemon. And we'll probably
So.
trim those and put, and we'll start the new gate, the new fence line, and we'll put entry into the back, into from the alley, in between those two trees.
Okay. Now, if you look at stay on this elevation, because I'm a little confused about that window that's now in this what you're calling the sleeping room.
Yes.
If you look at it, if you look at the top, which is the existing condition, that window is further to the north than the window that you're showing down on the new proposed east elevation. Is that window that's in there now existing? Is that going to stay? Or is it going to be moved? Is it going to be relocated? What happens there?
It will be relocated. Yes, it needs to be.
You're going to
There.
keep that wood window with the OGs that's existing on the back porch and relocate it.
Oh, we're replacing the windows on the porch with new windows, so it'll be a new double hung.
But you're apparently moving that because that existing window that's shown, the window that's shown on the existing elevation
Right here,
is
you're talking about, yeah.
right, is close, is see the distance between that window and the brick,
Yes.
and then look at the window down below. So you're actually physically removing the window and relocating it to another location.
We're
Right.
replacing it, not relocating that window. We're
Yeah.
replacing the window in a different location with a new window.
Right.
It's centered in the new wall because the old one
Correct.
is
Yeah.
basically at the end of the building.
Okay,
Yes.
so it is being relocated.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Okay, what happens to keep on the east elevation? What happens to the electrical service now that's it's presently located on the east elevation on that addition that you're tearing down or you're removing,
So
demolishing?
depending on, I don't know the code exactly what it is now, but we'll either put the meter in between these two windows or in between here and the new line here, and we'll go underground and then up the pole that comes up over here.
You're
Oh,
not.
so
You're not going to have overhead service then.
no.
Okay. And you've checked into how you're going to connect to the existing lines that are in the house right now. That's not going to be a problem.
No,
You're not
it's
going to have a bunch of extra conduit on that wall that's going to kind of run back and forth to catch where that existing service was, which is being demolished. That means you're going to have to do some rewiring of the electrical. You
Yeah,
that's
well, the feeder line is going to go inside. There's a closet in here. It's going to go inside and it's going to go up into the attic and then go across to the
okay,
panel.
but the main service from the power pole transformer is going to go underground and then to the new service.
Yeah, either I'd prefer it to be in here, or if it has to go in here, I'll put it in here. It'll come up from the ground, and that'll be it as far as the exterior of the house. It'll go inside at that point.
Okay.
Quick question, a follow up on that. It shows that it's being removed in the plan and being relocated to your new sub panel that's outside your north kitchen window.
Yes.
So that's not the case. It's actually going to remain on the east side.
Well, no. What I'm saying is there's just going to be the meter here with a feeder box, that'll feed the 200 amp service to that.
Okay.
And
Okay.
then there'll be a line that goes, the casita line will go underground as well from there, be fed off of this. So there'll be two large amperage breakers only on the exterior over here.
You said it's a new 100 amp service?
200.
Okay. All right.
So one feeder will go to the existing breaker box and the other one will go to the casita.
Okay. On the AHU, there was a comment the last review about that 4-0 by 4-0 window that's on the north elevation of
South
the
elevation.
AHU. So, I'm sorry, yes, south elevation, that's correct.
Okay.
And you're still maintaining that, right?
You're talking about this window here?
No,
No,
in the AHU.
oh,
In
okay.
the AHU, there's a 4x4 window flush with the floor inside the building that's 4 inches off of the
Right.
surface of the yard.
Yes.
We were concerned about because that's not a normal configuration for window openings in Armory Park. And you at the time you said you might consider moving it up.
Right. Yeah. We're fine with moving it wherever. We just don't know where you guys would want it, so it's up to you.
Well, let me ask you a general question. I mean, in terms of a window that size that is located, the sill is located on the floor plan, on the floor. So the head of the window is only 4 feet tall. I sit in a chair, and when I sit in a chair, when I look out, the tape measure measures 4 feet at my eye level. So I'm looking, if you're sitting in a couch, it may be lower, but the question is, what are you looking at that you want this window? If there was a view, like an ocean or mountains or something, you can't see anything but the back of your other house. So
Right.
I find it the size of that window inappropriate. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem if you go with a 2x2 and move it up so it's maybe a standard window. I think it would be more appropriate for the neighborhood. That being down at the ground, I just it doesn't fit with the neighborhood at all. Even though AHU is a little bit different. I would suggest that you do something like that. I just don't think the 4x4 isn't appropriate at that level.
That's
Unless
fine.
you
If
can
you,
tell me
yeah.
there's a reason, there's a specific
It was
reason.
part of the architectural design, by the designers, and we didn't contest it or anything. So that was what the original blueprints were for this.
If you moved it up, would you want it to be a 4x4 fixed, or would you rather have a double hung to look at the back of your house from a chair? What would you like?
I mean, I think that the primary purpose is light, not view.
Okay, then move it up. Maybe move it up and leave it a 4x4.
Okay.
Just get it off the ground, off the finished floor elevation.
So
I think
center
that would be a
or
huge
48
help.
inches.
Okay.
With the Mikey box, you should be able to just move it up in the wall.
Right. That's why we don't, it doesn't really, matter to us, to be honest. So move it up to like somewhere where so that it's the bottom of it is 2 feet off the ground or 3 feet or what?
Well, maybe move it up to whatever the sill level is of that smaller
This
window
one
that's
here,
to the
yeah.
right.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so we'll do, yeah, that's fine. Okay, yes.
Okay.
So will that be like a condition on, like if that's part of the approval process here
We
to con
can approve it with the wind with the sill height being changed.
We're
Okay.
still going through comments from all the board before we get to a motion.
Sure, yeah, no, I know. I just want to keep curious about how that's addressed in the end.
Okay. Another thing that was mentioned previously on the north elevation where you've only got 2 feet, you've got that compressor for your air conditioner.
Yeah, this is moving over here. It's going to be
Yeah. Well,
on
you
the
show
right
it
side of
on
it.
the north elevation. You can see that number, I think it's number 17, I think. I can't read this, too
Yes.
small. I just a comment. I think that you may be voiding your warranty when you place that fan that close to the wall and it doesn't get enough circulation
Well,
to.
again, so, yeah, this was just the designers, that's where they put it, and I don't think they thought about that. And we totally agree with you.
So you plan to move it to the west
Yeah,
facade
it's yeah,
anyway.
that's one of the conditions from the PRS is
That would be great. I
over
mean,
here.
I could probably live with it there, but I think you're not going to be happy with it because I think it could void the warranty and it could
Yeah.
would make your unit work harder.
I agree. Yeah, so I think we prefer not for it not to be in sight. And it's going to be a 2 foot setback, so it'll give us one, a clear path.
Okay. And then another thing is, was there other questions? I got a couple more. The door schedule, on the door schedule, you show
Ben, can you mute for a second? It's been
what?
Can you, is it you or is it
I
someone's
don't know. I'll
reefer?
mute.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Are we okay?
Think so.
Another issue on your door schedule, you show that the clad French door with wood exposed. Are we still getting feedback or what?
I think she just muted.
Yeah, I think
Okay.
we're okay.
Okay, you show that, I don't know, even when you show the schedule for the door, you've got those very, very narrow stiles on those rails and stiles. I mean, it looks like those rails are only like 2 inches thick, and I just, it's a small door. It's only a 5-0 door, so each door is 2'6". But boy, I'll tell you, I don't know that you can get a door that thin
You're talking about these
with the
here?
stiles. Yeah, the wood that goes around the frame of the door. That's the
Yeah.
rails and the stiles they call them. I don't know. I just
I mean,
yeah.
we've seen them in the constructed version of this model. We've seen the same doors.
And you plan on using the same manufacturer on the existing ADUs? For this?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it looks so thin. It looks like it'd be hard even to get the hardware on there, the deadbolt and the knob, the handle. But
I think this is
no,
an artifact of the drawing. The doors were they looked completely like normal rails and their styles.
okay. Well, just a heads up for your information.
Okay.
And then the last question I have is the gutters and the downspouts. I mean, I kept looking at it, and maybe I missed that, but you have gutters and downspouts on the south elevation of the ARHU.
They are depicted here.
I don't see a downspout.
Yeah, the downspout is, this would be connect whatever, wherever this was placed, we would be connecting it to something to collect the water. So
Okay,
there
so
would be a
you've got
downspout.
it looks like you show a gutter, but it don't show a downspout, so I'm assuming
Yes.
that.
I understand. Yeah.
going to have a downspout going somewhere.
Yeah,
So
it
the
will.
intention is for the water to flow to the west into the yard.
Yes. So, like on this side, we'll have water collection.
Okay. That's all I had.
All right, Maurice.
Okay, so I like very much what you're doing with the existing back of the house and bringing it back to to a dormer porch. I think it's very wise. It looks very smart. I like that. Okay. I'm a little surprised that you picked out a center fit type of casita as an ADU since you have a queen anne. But I mean, it's your choice. Okay. I don't know that I would have made that pick. Okay. But I like Stan's comment regarding the window that has to go up a little far further up because, right now it looks a little weird. Okay. Outside of that, I like the project. I will vote yes.
Matt?
Could you please pull up the site plan and go through what PRS recommended regarding the setbacks and moving west?
Do you want me to do that, or do you want Desiree to do that?
If you could just go to the site plan, yeah, show
Yeah,
the site plan and then I.
it kind of begs the question, do you want to not have a yard?
I mean, when this moves west and is flush with the house, then this is our yard, and this will be our a little area in here, and we're fine
I
with that.
mean, currently the west side isn't much of a yard to speak of anyway. I think that we had initially proposed a more west setback initially anyway. I don't know what happened, but we have no problem moving it to a 4 foot west setback whatsoever.
So when it moves west and you have more access off of Herbert, does any of that become driveway?
No,
No.
no driveway.
So no change to the lot coverage.
Not at all.
Okay. No other questions then.
Okay. Is Lynn still on, hopefully?
Yes, it
Hello.
looks like she's still on.
Okay.
She's just muted.
Okay. Lynn, join us when you can, if you can hear us. I've got a couple comments for you. Yeah. I would rather have a yard personally, but if you're fine moving it west to keep in alignment, the setback standards for your development zone allow either. So it's kind of your preference. It is a secondary dwelling on Herbert, and so where you site
Here.
it. There we go, Lynn. I'm
Sorry,
gonna let you.
they're having a birthday party for a nurse.
Okay. Why don't you comment and then I'll do follow up. Hello?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you say again.
Do you have comments?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna go then I'll run through mine real quick. We covered the stairs, the door. If you're fine moving it to the west, I personally have no preference of whether it's moved to the west or not. I think you have a precedent to leave it on the east and have some yard for future use if you want. But it'd be the planning director's decision either way. I agree on the window. Please move it up the wall, the 4x4. So it's off the ground and is more balanced on that facade. We've already covered that there's no security on the back door, and that the fence will be a minor review at a later date. The one thing I do have a question about you, it appears you've replaced the north and west window in your kitchen, and we can't quite tell what they are. One of them is imaged and it's black in the photo in this application. And so it's no longer the wood windows with the OGs there. So we need to comment on past existing window replacement and what they should be in any motion we make. And so what are they made out of? They look like metal, but I don't know.
The north and west kitchen windows are the same Pella brown aluminum clad wood double hungs.
Okay, so they're wood clad windows. They just have a slightly different profile without an OG,
Yeah,
but
they're OG, yeah.
they're like the ones you put in your design package.
Exactly, the exact same ones.
Okay, but do you plan on replacing any others that are more visible?
We do, and we'll, do a minor review when we do those.
Okay, because they do have different proportions than historic windows. I can't tell if the 1 1/4 of a solid style on either side at the top, bottom, and wood sill are still there before the window went into the larger opening. But those sort of dimensions need to be preserved on a
Yeah.
house. Otherwise, it's just a new window in a larger opening.
Yeah, they'll be custom fit to match the exact same times of the existing ones.
I think we should add that. So with those going, who wants to make a motion?
I could make a motion if I understand what you just said there, John. Are you saying that any windows that are replaced on the old house will match the criteria of the new windows that are being placed on this project at this time?
No, I would say something like two possible window replacements and any future replacements on the main house should match the proportions and style of the existing historic windows and
Okay.
maybe clad wood.
All right. I make a motion then that that the plans be approved as submitted with the following comments and corrections. One, that the any window replacements on the old house be proportional to the existing windows that are being replaced and match the style of the windows that are being used in the new
No,
AHU.
they should match. The window style in the ADU is different. They have different styles. It's more contemporary, even though they have a double hung.
I should say construction then rather than style.
So any windows on the main house should match the historic windows on the main house.
Right, but the construction would be the same as as the new addition, which are clad with wood exposed on the inside.
That's the material, but not the form.
Okay, material construction. Okay, material. We'll say material. Yeah. Okay. And that the other comment is that the 4x4 window on the south face of the AHU be brought up to the sill height of the other window that's also located on the south elevation of the new AHU.
That would be too high, and I think it needs to be brought up more in a level configuration higher in the wall set, but because it's a large, much larger window than anything else in the building.
Okay, what's I don't know what the sill height is of the other one's probably 4 feet. The other one could be 3 feet then.
I don't think we should specify it. We're not designing it. It just needs to be up and be more a window
Right.
configuration that's historically compatible.
Okay. Adjusted to an acceptable sill height.
Yeah.
All right.
And do the fence will be a later minor review.
Okay. And then my final comment would be only that I would agree with John. I don't have any problem with that setback on the east side along Herbert either. I wouldn't have any problem leaving it where it is. So I don't know if we say that you can override what the other organization said or not, but I wouldn't have any problem with it as submitted in terms of its setback.
I would just say that the setbacks on the new ADU are approved and it's left to the applicant to decide, or the planning director to state the
Okay,
condition of
so
its.
noted. a second?
Yeah, I'll second the motion.
You have that, Desiree? Okay. Does that
Yes.
seem reasonable to you all?
Yes.
Okay. No, also, Ellen, and you're
Yeah.
happy. We're trying to let you have options, and we really appreciate that you've stuck with us and heard our comments and changed stuff, and glad it's starting to come fruition. So,
Thank
okay.
you.
Yep.
Thank
We
you.
have a motion on the floor and a second. I'll do roll call. Stan.
Yes.
Maurice.
Yes.
Matt.
Yes.
Lynn.
Yes.
And I say yes. 5-0. Good luck with your project.
Thank
Thank
you.
you very much. Thank you.
And for comments, Desiree, please note somewhere in the minutes that the service on the ADU will be moved to the west.
Noted that.
Okay. And that there will be no security door on the rear. Those were the things that were brought up in the meeting that aren't in the plans. Okay. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, we'll move on to item 5, Code Tucson 26 discussion. I don't know. The red lines just came out last week. I have read all 221 pages of the red line, and I had a whole bunch of questions for Carver Strew, some of which were answered, but this is our opportunity to comment on concerns so that if we have any. About the red line code update and how it may impact historic. So, thoughts? Who wants to go first?
Excuse me, I'm going to need to cut out. Is there anything you can you contact me if you need a quorum vote for something?
Can we continue a discussion since it's non-advisory, or do we need to do the critical stuff while Lynn is here?
Unfortunately, yeah, as soon as we lose quorum, the meeting would have to end. And this is there are no more votes. Items to vote on for this. It would, this is, intended to be a discussion. But still, yeah, we would need a quorum to continue.
Can you stay on the phone for a few more minutes, Lynn?
Like 2 or 3 minutes, yes. Another hour, no.
Okay. Then can
Not
let's.
for 221 pages.
No. I only have three big highlights, but let's move on to minor reviews. I know that Stan did a minor review for an accessory dwelling at 126 East 14th. That should be in the minutes. Anything for call to the board? Wallen is here.
Can I just
Okay.
bring up something real quick?
All right. Staff updates. Is there anything that Lynn needs to know about, Desiree?
Oh, I think didn't May, did you want to bring something up?
I'll just
Who?
talk quick, but maybe this is for a different meeting. But the package we just reviewed, is there I know there's a check process through the city side of it. But if they had come to us with Axel's drawings from the start, it would have saved us probably at least a review. And then what we just reviewed was a piecemeal of professional and the ADU plans coupled with all kinds of other stuff. So did this not meet certain parameters? Is the parameters so loose? Can this be worked on? Like as a professional, that's hard to review.
Yeah, we are working
Is
on.
this something I need to vote in? I'm sorry, the doctor is here. I need to go.
All right.
You go, and we're
Thanks,
going to
Lynn.
call the meeting, and then can we have informal discussion for a few minutes?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Thanks for
Lynn.
coming, Lynn. I appreciate it.
Best wishes,
Sure.
Lynn.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah, I think we can go ahead and wrap up, but I'll just note that we are working on updated kind of application instructions that will provide more instructions, hopefully better guidance to applicants. I mean, that's the main thing. And then just, yeah, having an internal checklist for staff. And, we do have, we're fairly new staff, and we're going to be, getting a new staff person. So some of it is, I think, training and just making sure we're consistent across the board. But yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just we see different levels of, different types of and levels of quality with applications. So trying to do the best we can. We can't force someone to hire a professional, for example. And in this case, the ADU, they used a model plan, right? So that was from one architect, and then we actually didn't even know initially when they first submitted that they were going to do anything to the main house. So that is an issue. I wish we could do pre-applications with everyone. We're trying to, I'm trying to push that and encourage that more. But it's not a code requirement, so I can't require that we do a pre-application meeting. But sometimes we just learn things through the process, because that's the only way we're, having these interactions with the applicant. Sometimes we don't learn until we're in a meeting.
You can always
So there's a
bring
lot
these
of
up as possible code changes to Carver Struve in an email.
Well, this is the
Yes.
only reason I brought it up because I remember very clearly they mentioning that they used AI to develop this package. And I know as we go down this road, we're going to probably see more of this, and it would be good to get ahead of it. And, I don't want to say not waste our time going through the details that, you can't say a professional has to do it, but that a professional would hit, or there has to be a happy medium somewhere in there.
And we also need
Yeah.
to revise guidelines so that we definitely address ADUs, their design, model homes, and historic revisions to certain types that may be more appropriate, like on the ground window moving forward. Okay.
Yeah, all good ideas. Thank you.
Formally, we can stay for a few minutes for conversation, but I need to formally adjourn the meeting since Lynn popped off at 7:15 p.m. and closed the recording. Is that correct, Desiree?
Yes, I will stop the recording. We will end the meeting.